This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Shh. The Paranormal Classroom.
Welcome back to the Paranormal Classroom, where we take attendance for the unexplained. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Lindsay. And we're two teacher moms talking about stuff that freaks us out. But do you want to first talk about what's haunting you?
Sure. I wasn't going to talk about it last week because I needed a break, but I'm going to give everybody the closure on the dog drama. Well, I hope it's closure, finally closure. I'll do a quick summary. Husband got a dog on Thanksgiving when I was out of town after I said I didn't want a dog. So we had a dog. He was told by the Russian he got it from that it was a lab mix. We took it to the vet. The vet's like, this is not a lab mix. We did a DNA test and it was a Malinois. If you don't know what a Malinois is, look it up because most people cannot handle a Malinois.
I couldn't.
We had a really hard time. We tried really hard for the dog. It was not working out. We were not the right people. We didn't know how to train it. So it destroyed our house. It was really stressful. Found someone to take the dog. He came and got it. He's like, I've trained Malinois before. This is the dog I want. He like assured us. We were very honest with him about how much trouble we'd been having. A week and a half later, comes to our house unannounced, opens our gate in the backyard, dumps the dog in the backyard and leaves. So we had the dog back.
Unbelievable.
Then we found another owner in Tenino. Tenino's about an hour away. Drive the dog all the way down there. Same thing. We were completely honest with her about how much trouble we'd had, how she'd been returned once. The lady's like, nope, I know what I'm doing. I want the dog. 2 hours later, after we dropped her off and came all the way back.
It was only 2 hours?
Only 2 hours.
Unbelievable. She didn't give it a
chance. Not at all. She called us and told us to come back and get the dog. And finally on Tuesday, we found someone who, again, says they're trainers. They say that they have experience. They say they really want her. They know her whole history. And then came and picked her up. And I haven't heard from them since. So.
Well, hopefully you never do again. Hopefully that's all she wrote.
I hope so too. And good. I can start talking about other things that are haunting me.
Yes, seriously.
Okay, what's haunting you?
All around the theme of autism. So those of us paying attention to the news know that Bonehead in charge of Health and Human Services, who knows nothing about science, and I am pulling no punches with that because he's truly not a scientist by trade, by interest, by anything. And he's in charge of leading our country through its health questions and dilemmas, has decided that our country needs a national registry of autistic people. This is how the rounding up of people with differences started in Nazi Germany. I'm real pissed and terrified of that. So also, I think of all of the groups of people to target, it's not a coincidence that this administration would target the most brilliant, in tune, sensitive, telepathic even individuals among us with incredible potential for power, right? So whether they want to round them up to destroy them, round them up to use and abuse them, or a combination thereof, it is nefarious, 100%. There is no doubt in my mind about that. Be aware, people, just be warned, look out for each other. It starts with things like this and, you know, with rounding up so-called illegal immigrants, mm-hmm. criminals with no criminal record. And then it just, they just keep naming and claiming groups, rounding them up. And the first concentration camp for Germany was not in Germany. It was in Poland, similarly to how ours is in El Salvador. So just be aware. Thinking about that, mm-hmm. I think there, with the telepathy tapes, like, there's definitely been a shift in fascination toward this potential for telepathic communication. I personally theorize that being nonverbal autistic is our next evolution of human beings. And I think that's another reason the government's so threatened, but that's my conspiracies talking. But I also, with the telepathy tapes, and I've been listening to all of the talk tapes, mm-hmm. and most recently it was about animal yep. telepathic communication, and another one recently was about people with Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And so it's, the theory is that it's not just autistically nonverbal, but people who are nonverbal for another reason, whether they're in a coma, they have Alzheimer's, they're finding that they can telepathically communicate with people as well.
Fascinating. Really cool. Really fascinating.
So, man, look out for our neurodivergent peeps, please. And don't get on any registries if you can avoid it. So that's what I've been thinking about a lot today. It's like, because I just don't trust the government, and that's putting it mildly.
Yeah, I would be okay with a anonymous registry just for data collection, just to know, like, if there's trends, certain parts of the world where it's being diagnosed more, and why is that happening? So totally anonymous, no names.
Which we already have that.
I don't know that we do.
That's how we know, like, what the trends are.
I don't know. I mean, I know they've been doing research for at least 30 years on autism, but I don't know how it's done. I guess you can assume that, but I don't know. But I wouldn't want a name, address, phone number, that kind of thing.
They don't have to ask us for it. It's all out there. They just say, give us your medical records. If it's on, everything's online. They can get anything they want offline now. Anything they want. That's what they're doing. They're not asking people to volunteer for a registry.
That's what they should do.
They're pulling the information out. Well, mm-hmm. it's not going to be. Nothing with this administration is going to be voluntary.
Or no names.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. But why autism? Why is that your thing that you want everybody to be, you know,
it's an agenda.
Labeled. Absolutely.
I think there's nothing wrong with researching how we make us all healthier. Like studying what is in our food, things like that. Sure. It's all great. So
we know that immunizations help.
Yeah.
And he's an anti-vaxxer.
I think that he has an agenda of, like, something he wants to prove is not healthy for us. And he's going to, like, use the research in an, not with integrity to purposely show.
When you say autism is a disease, well, you've already lost.
Yeah, you have, because it's not a disease. But I think he wants to come up with something to blame, to, like, drive a reason for whatever his agenda is. And I don't know what that is. Maybe it's pulling out certain food dye colors out of our food. I don't know. But I think he has an agenda already, an outcome that he wants. And he's using this to get to that outcome. I don't trust that his research team will be our best and brightest.
And when you're citing proven liars and their quote unquote fabricated, you know, research, is that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so crazy. Measles are on the rise, like, more than we've had since the measles vaccination was invented, like, gajillion times worse than it has been in recent history. It's just bananas. We've jumped backwards 75 years in this country in so many ways in the last 104 days or whatever. Oh God, it feels like 10 years. It's 100 days. Okay. Well, should we switch gears?
Yes.
Okay. So I asked you earlier about a story. That's going to be sort of the cornerstone of this is a topic that this will sort of just be like a plink, little drop in the bucket, and then the ripples could go out for days and days and days.
Fun. That sounds fun.
Where this could go, because it's something I think about a lot, which is time.
Okay.
Today we're going to dive into one of the most brain-twisting, reality-bending topics we've tackled yet. The relativity of time.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking ghost stories, little deja vu, and science that proves time doesn't work the way we think it does. That proves it, Amanda. So we're going to start on a story that went viral online and had people questioning everything. Their memories, their dreams, their reality, maybe even their sanity. And it's called The Lamp Story. And you've never heard The Lamp Story.
I've never heard The Lamp Story other than Aladdin's story.
Yeah, you never had a friend like me.
I know that lamp.
Oh, God.
In the Cave of Wonders.
Oh, memories. I love that movie. I love it. Ninth grade. I was in ninth grade when that movie came out. Okay. Here's how it go. Guy posted on the story online, and then he was interviewed by Mr. Ballin at Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. Do you know him?
Nope.
Oh, great podcast. Love that one. Here it goes. In 2004, Mitch was a college senior in Louisiana who fell in love with a classmate named Kayla. After a slow courtship, probably much slower than he would have liked, they began dating, graduated, married, and built a beautiful life together.
Oh, Mitch and Kayla.
Yeah. Dream home, fulfilling jobs, and eventually two kids. Mitch cherished their life and family traditions, living the textbook American dream. But in 2009, while watching football on the couch, Mitch noted something strange in the living room. The lamp in the corner of the room looked blurry. Just the lamp, not the light or the rest of the room. The lamp fixture itself.
That's odd. That wouldn't be like an issue with his eyes. So I have I have low vision. I have an issue with my optic nerves. And it's a certain part of my vision. It's the peripheral where things are not super clear. You can also have an issue where, like, the dead center of your vision is not very clear.
Oh, that's annoying.
I've never heard of
this is just one object.
Just one object.
Like, he looks around. Everything else looks normal. And not only was it, like, blurry, but the way he described it is, like, it was inverted. Like, this three-dimensional object was no longer just a... It was, like, it was going in a weird, like, inverted three-dimensional, like... Weird.
Oh, that's so weird. That you're making me think of the Disneyland haunted house ride where
the
haunted mansion. You remember you go by those statues of what is it called? Mm-hmm. A bust, a head bust.
Yeah.
And they're actually carved backward 3D.
Right. And then the way they're lit,
uh-huh,
then it makes it look like they're following you.
So the lamp was kind of like that. It was like backward 3D.
That's a good connection. Yeah. So then this lamp inexplicably flipped upside down on its
what?
Own.
What? What?
Yeah. Though disturbed, as you would be, Mitch couldn't bring himself to tell Kayla. He didn't tell anybody. He didn't tell his doctor, even though he's like, something's wrong with me. I'm having a medical issue. Kayla comes home. He doesn't say anything to her. And even though he knows in his gut, like, I'm having a stroke. Something's going on.
Yes.
I should tell somebody. He just didn't. He didn't tell anyone.
Is it a floor lamp or a little tiny desk lamp? A table lamp. I need to know how big. I just need to picture it.
Like 18 inches, maybe.
Wow.
12 to 18 inches. So Mitch couldn't bring himself to not only tell Kayla or the doctor. He grew fixated. The lamp became all he could think about.
Was it still doing it, or did it only do it that one day?
It just is doing it.
So, and so Kayla hasn't seen it?
He hasn't mentioned it. And so neither
if she
has
is seeing it, then she's also keeping it to herself.
You would think. Over the next day, he spiraled, sitting in the dark, watching the lamp morph, grow.
It would totally be me. I would just be staring at
like,
the lamp.
Hopefully you would text me like, hey, can you come over and just come over for a quick sec, take a look at my lamp?
I think
like,
I would, oh, but God. I would definitely like camp out, get some cookies, and just to stare
call a, call
at
a sick day.
It. I would also try to film it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why he didn't think of that. Well, this is 2009. So, well, we had cell phones then. My son was born that year. Okay. So, watching the lamp morph, grow, and eventually consume his entire field of vision. Like, he's just becoming sucked into thinking about this lamp as he's mm-hmm. home alone on the couch or whatever. Suddenly, he was surrounded by darkness, pain, screaming.
Oh, gosh.
And then blinding light. And this is a summary, by the way. You can find the full version of this on Mr. Ballin's podcast. Also online. Just looking up the lamp story. But there's a lot of copycats. So you want to make sure you get Mr. Ballin's version of this guy.
Okay.
And we're calling him Mitch, but pretty sure that's not his real name. Mitch opened his eyes to find himself lying on the ground surrounded by college students. A police officer rushed him to the hospital. So Mr. Ballin talks about all of a sudden this police officer picks him up, runs to his squad car, puts him in the back, and he's like, "What? Where's my wife? Where's my kid? Like, what's going on? Is everybody okay? Da, 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 da." So he had taken a hit during a football game and was unconscious for mere seconds. Yet, in that brief moment, his brain had invented a fully lived life.
Stop.
Complete with deep relationships, children, and memories.
I have never in my life heard a story like this.
He lived 10 years or so in mere seconds.
Unreal.
Now awake in the real world, Mitch was devastated. What? Can you imagine? Let's just put ourselves there for a second. All of a sudden, you wake up and you're like, "Where's my family? Where's my life?" And they're like, "That you just got hit and you've only been out for a few seconds. Like you're in a car accident or something."
It was so Twilight Zone. It's so Black Mirror. It's just crazy. I don't know what I would do. I would not be in a good mind state. Mm-mm. I'd be freaking out. And how did this lamp bring him back? So if the head injury sent him to this other dimension or whatever, and then how did the lamp...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Bring him back. Or was it a premonition of his future life that he just hasn't lived yet? Or a version of a future life that he hasn't lived yet? And then... like, what if he really was there in some other dimension for a while and then just went back?
Yeah. So he was so devastated because he mourned the loss of people who never existed in his current world, at least. Especially his young son, whom he still dreams about years later.
Of course, especially I would think that about them every day. I'd have son. Every memory.
He had a son, a daughter, and a wife, but it's his son. And he even says in the longer version of this that he occasionally will catch a glimpse of him in his periphery, and he's always forever the same age, like about 5.
Weird.
Not weird? So though the therapists confirmed it was a hallucination triggered by head trauma, the psychological damage was real. Mitch later shared his story in a viral Reddit and with Mr. Ballin, but has since withdrawn from the public eye, still grappling with the grief of losing a family that only existed in his mind. And then supposedly, like, flash forward, he's gone on to have another life. And then there's a lot, like I said, be careful. There's a lot of copycat stories that then talk about what happened after that. And then he had this life, and then all of a sudden his wife brings home the lamp. It's like, no. Mr. Ballin says, no, that's not true. That's not accurate. That's someone, you know, expanding and exaggerating.
Yeah, embellishing.
Yeah. And he doesn't want to talk about it. Talked about it with Mr. Ballin. He just wants to try to move on with his life.
How did he connect with Mr. Ballin?
I don't know.
I've never heard of him. Does he have like a very prominent podcast?
Yeah, great podcast. And then he's been on a lot of other podcasts talking about his podcasts.
It could be. You just like be like, I want my 10 moments of fame. I'll call this podcast. I'll tell him this best story. I mean,
they found
writing.
Him.
Excellent
Mr. Ballin found him, tracked him down through the Reddit story.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's so wild. I don't want anybody to know my real name. I don't want to. So he didn't get any fame. Like, he didn't. No one knows his real name besides a few people.
Oh.
Bonkers. So, yeah, still could be a total made up thing. But yeah, the little story blew up because this little story blew up, I think, because it hits on something kind of universal, I think, is that we all have those moments, I think, whether it's deja vu,
for like sure. Where
reality sort of fractures mm-hmm. into something else and you're like, wait, wait, wait. And nobody really understands what deja vu is. Science can't explain right. it. There's lots of theories.
I love deja vu.
What do you think deja vu is?
Deja vu makes me feel sick to my stomach when it happens.
Do you get it a lot?
I feel like not a lot.
Really? You get sick?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to throw up a little
bit. Oh, no.
It doesn't happen a lot, but it definitely is jarring when it happens. And I feel like I just freeze trying to be like, where have I experienced this before? Where did I?
And how long is it going to go on?
Yeah.
It's only just a few seconds.
Yeah.
It happened to me the other day working on the deck. I was out working on our deck by myself. And it's always when I'm doing something totally mundane.
Yes, always.
Nothing like, yeah, I've gotten on this horse and ridden off into the sunset before. No, it's nothing wild. It's like, here I was just hammering, doing something on the deck. And I was like, oh, the sensation of this has happened before. And you can't predict what's going to happen next. Or where, like you said, where the memory came from or whatever, perceived memory. But you just have this sense of like, mm-hmm. yep, I've gone through these motions. I've said these things. I've worn this outfit at this time in this way.
Yes, and you're so right about it being mundane. I hadn't put that connection together, but you're absolutely right. Every time it's happened to me, it's just been like, I know I've been here before having this conversation with this student right outside this classroom.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Bizarre. It's so bizarre. And I don't know if some people think it's like a trick of the brain that's like a glitch where we just kind of glitch in our brain and it makes us think it's happened before and it hasn't. It's just like our brain is doing something weird. Other people think it's an example of something that we're reminded of from a past life or an overlap in the time-space continuum or who knows. It's strange, but I have like, if we die and go somewhere else where we get to ask a lot of questions, that's one of my top 10.
Right.
Please explain to me deja vu. What the hell was that?
I'm glad you brought up deja vu because it's related, but it's really not exactly what Mitch went through. What Mitch went through is more like, did you see that movie where the guy could go into a closet and clench his fists and close his eyes? And forget. But
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's almost like Mitch, like, really did go forward in time from the football game forward, getting married, mm-hmm. falling in love. And then his lamp was like him going into the closet and clenching his fists and going back to that exact moment in time.
Something that grounded him and like mm-hmm. Pulled him back to the now, the present, whatever.
Yeah. Do you want me to look up that movie?
Sure. I feel like it's something like Theory of Time or Theory of Relativity or Time something. It's with that British guy, isn't it?
Yeah, the redhead. What was mm-hmm. his name?
You're asking the wrong gal.
Who was the girl in The Notebook? She was in it too.
Oh, God. McAdams? No.
Rachel McAdams?
Is it Rachel McAdams in The Notebook?
Yes.
Sorry, Rachel McAdams. I'm just terrible with actor names, singer-songwriter names.
About Time. The movie's called About Time.
Well, look at me. We knew the time was in the title. That's a good movie.
It's great. Watch it.
It's entertaining. Yeah, he's in love with this girl, and he gets the chance to, if I'm remembering correctly, he keeps repeating parts to get it right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go back. Oh, I said the stupid thing. I didn't do the right thing. Yeah. I should have kissed her then. I should have done that. And so he keeps going back to reset.
But then he hits a point where, I'm going to give the plot away. Fast forward if you don't want to hear the plot of the movie. He hits a point where he's married her, fallen in love. I think they've had kids. And something horrible happens in his life. Like his father passes away or something. And he wants to go way back to prevent
but
that. But he doesn't want to
give up
like his kids and all the things that built so far. Because every time you go back, it's different. People make different choices. Different things happen. So he can't, if he's doesn't want to lose those kids, he can't go back at all, or he would have different kids, different life.
That's right. That ethical and personal dilemma of would you go back if you could go back? Okay, my son is calling. I'm going to answer it.
Answer it.
Hello, son. Son, can you hear me?
I don't think you can play on
You got butt dialed.
Oh, sorry.
Did you butt dial me?
No, I didn't. I just dialed you and then I forgot.
You dialed the phone and then forgot within a second that you were calling me?
Yeah, because I'm playing dominoes with my homie over here.
Dominoes. God, you guys are like two old men in Panama. So it's awesome.
Speaking of that, do you know where our big dominoes set is with the Mexican train one?
Did you look in the closet outside the room?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you look in the drawers of the big wooden table in the room with the lizard?
Oh, we'll do that right now.
And then check that bookcase too. And then if they're not there, I don't know.
Okay. Thanks, Mom.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
I love you. I love you.
Oh, sweet. He's playing.
Oh, they play Check Monopoly. Like an old man of Panama. Oh, God, it cracks me up. So silly. Okay, back to Mitch and this whole time thing. So let's take a turn towards science just a little bit. So deja vu, science doesn't know. This story with Mitch, who the heck knows?
Science doesn't know.
Don't know. But I like that part where you're like, the lamp. What is that lamp? What is the lamp? It's like the key.
It's like a trigger object.
Yes. It's like, again, another reference to the Zoltar machine in Big.
Yes.
It's that kind of thing. What would be your trigger object? Like, if something like this happened to you, what do you think it would be?
Well, what is the lamp? It doesn't have any significance
in
his life.
No, but I feel like in most stories like this, it's something significant. Like, for me, though, it probably wouldn't be. Again, it would probably be something mundane, like the stuff I put on my face before I put my makeup on. The primer.
The primer.
It would be the freaking primer. And I'd be like, ah, crap, I gotta go back to the future.
For this story, I would think it would be something that you wouldn't look at every day, but it would be something that would bring you back to the game. So, like, let's say his football helmet is in the closet for 10, 20 years, and then he sees the football helmet, and then it sends him back to that game and that concussion.
Ooh, so like a...
Because the lamp is very random, and the lamp has been in his house. It only started being... weird and blurry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm assuming it had been in his house for years and it was only blurry at that moment.
The human brain is so wild and wacky, the things that it comes up with. What do they think? We don't know, like, we understand that 1% of what the human brain can do.
Oh, for sure. Yes, that's we're not using our brain.
I mean, no, there's I'm a no lot great in mathematician, there that... but I know 1% is a small amount of 100. Okay. So, turns out, newsflash, spoiler alert, time isn't fixed the way that a lot of people think it is.
I have
it's
heard this.
It's not a straight line.
Yep.
And it's not the same for everyone. So, and we know that because when you take two twins, Mark and his brother, Kelly, their last name is Kelly, but you send one astronaut into space, the other one stays here, identical twins, they age differently. Their body changes differently. You slow down in space. The farther away we get from Earth, our aging slows down.
When did we send identical twins to space?
No. One stayed here.
And but then we really did? We sent
one to space. And he's a senator now.
Who?
In Arizona. Mark Kelly. I'll show you.
Oh, you said his name in the beginning. I didn't. That's wild. So was Mark the one who went into space or his
brother?
I believe
so, yes. And he's the one who's the senator.
Was he an astronaut?
Yes.
Well, I don't know enough about the world around
come
me.
Come on, man.
He's 61 years old. Here retired astronaut.
Oh, sorry. Scott Kelly. No, his brother is Scott. Yeah. NASA selected both of them to be space shuttle pilots in 1996. They joined the NASA Astronaut Corps in August of that year. They are the only siblings who have both traveled into orbit. They both did.
Wow.
But then they did a study of... let's see. Mark Kelly is now retired astronaut and senior U.S. senator from Arizona. Okay. A year-long space mission altered Scott's gene expression compared to his earthbound twin Mark. Specifically, about 7% of Scott's gene expression changes did not return to normal after his return to Earth, indicating a subtle but persistent impact of spaceflight. These changes were primarily in areas like immune response, bone formation, and DNA repair. However, it's crucial to note that these changes were within the range of normal fluctuations and did not alter their fundamental DNA.
But he aged slower in space.
So he grew 2 inches taller.
Okay. So why are we spending all this money on facials and stuff when we could just go to space?
Because you've got to go to space. Why I'll bleep out the F word, but there's no way.
Why am I using a stool in my kitchen because I can't reach any cabinets when I can just go to space and gain 2 inches? That's all I need.
Just to go to space. Simple as that. I mean, Katy Perry did it.
She did.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
You're very distrusting right now.
Have you met me? Gayle King is the only reason I believe that any of that actually happened.
Why? What did Gayle King say? Because she went?
She went. She was one of the crew. And I'm like, Oprah's bestie? Maybe.
I think they went.
Bezos' fiance didn't even do training.
No, it was a ridiculous situation. It was so
stupid. And they're seersuckered, super body-hugging. Yes. Just dumb.
It was just a promotional event.
It was a publicity. And you know how much it cost? $2 billion to send the thing up.
I believe it. And I think
and it was shaped like a penis.
It was so funny. But I think they are going to do that and let rich people like pay for a 10-minute ride in space.
Did they not see the news about the submersible going to the Titanic and what happened?
That was a sad story.
And also, have we not watched countless versions of these rockets explode in the air?
I don't know that all people care. I wouldn't go.
Hell no.
But you have FOMO. You might go.
I would not. No. So I don't want to go in a hot air balloon.
I would go in a hot air balloon.
And if it costs $10 million, screw you and the balloon you rode in on.
Some people have more money than they know what to do with.
That's true. I mean, have a little adventure. It's your life. But don't be mad if you die.
Right.
If you blow up on takeoff, not my problem. Could have seen that coming. Did see that coming.
Yeah.
I don't know if it really happened. I don't know. I hope it did, but I'm a conspiracy theorist at this point. Any of these people in tech and that are tied to the current administration and they're just all about money, and I just don't trust them. I don't trust them at all. But, yeah, okay. So those twins, back to science. More science. So Einstein, know who that is? Heard of him? Real guy.
Heard of him.
He changed the way we understand time forever with his theory of relativity. But we're going to go full on plain English for this, so don't stress because it's pretty... The theory of relativity is pretty heavy wordy.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
I know.
But this is it in two basic, mind-bending, but basic things. Number one, time moves differently depending on how fast you're going.
Okay.
Sure. Two, time moves differently depending on how close you are to something really massive.
Like black hole, where time slows down right before a black hole.
Yes. Great. You knew that. Good job.
That's about the limit. That's about all I know.
Yeah. But slows down in these certain instances or seems to speed up in certain instances, that's all, I mean, right there, that's enough to support. Oh, okay. So there's a variety of ways time can be different. It's not constant in every situation at all times.
It is very hard to wrap your brain around, though. Like the movie, I watched the movie Interstellar.
Oh, I was going to bring that up. I'm so glad you did.
I really didn't get the call. I mean, I understood what was happening in the movie, but just trying to think about the way that they explain time and different dimensions and how everything's all kind of happening in the same space. And I don't think I really fully grasped it.
Yeah.
It's a very challenging concept for, I think, most of us who kind of live in linear land.
Yeah. And there's a part of me that wonders if anybody really understands it, if they just act like they do.
That's what I wonder. Sometimes
you
know, I watch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I totally understand this. It bends and it's like a loop and it's like a Hot Wheels car track and it just overlaps each other and then you don't know.
Because no one can check them. But here's the thing. Like, no. I watch, sometimes prove I it. Watch YouTube videos of like physicists, like really intelligent physicists sure. who work at CERN or whatever. And because I'm fascinated by particle physics and like all the cool stuff going on. But I don't understand it. And when they have people speaking, it's all like I probably catch like, I don't know, 5% of what they're saying.
I might get some prepositional words and phrases.
I mean, I still enjoy it. I pick up a sure. little bit, but it's I really don't know what they're saying. But I was thinking just the other day, I was watching this woman talk and she really used a million big words. And I was thinking, no one can check her on her accuracy. Right. She is the smartest person in the world. She could be blowing smoke and saying whatever she wants and no one could check her.
Good for them, though. Way to be smart, people. All right. So we're going to break down those two things. That time moves differently depending on how fast you're going. Time moves differently depending on how close you are to something really massive. AKA, Amanda, you nailed it, like black holes. So this is called special relativity.
Okay.
If you're traveling near the speed of light, you actually age more slowly than someone staying still.
Mm-hmm.
The twin paradox is that famous example where one twin stays on Earth, one travels through space. When they meet again, the space twin, which I would love to be just called the space twin for the rest of my life. The I'll space call you that. Twin is younger. Thank you. Not just in theory. It's backed by atomic clock experiments. So they've done.
What's an atomic like, clock did, experiment? I don't know what that is.
Is it a where DNA you could take. No, you actually take atomic clocks. And you send one into space, and you keep one, and they actually, the time slows down.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that neat?
Yep.
So, actual clocks. So, then there's general relativity. That's how gravity affects time. So, near something really massive, like the black hole, time stretches. It moves slower. So that when you're getting sucked in the black hole, you can really enjoy it.
But here's the question. Would you even notice it? Either way, if you're in a spot where time speeds up or a spot where time slows down, would you experiencing it even notice?
Great question. I don't think so, because I think you'd only know it compared to something else. Like if you could somehow make contact, if you're, you know, way out there and you could make contact with someone on Earth, which I don't even know if that's possible. If you get too far out, well, then they're dead and you're still alive. Do you know what I mean? Like an interstellar type of stuff.
Yes.
But if it was as simple as, like with the Kelly twins, they could communicate. They could touch base about things. So maybe that would help you kind of stay aware of the difference. But I don't think so. I think when it's your reality, the relativity is relative to your now and where you are. That's why it's called relativity. It's relative to your place in time.
I just don't, you know what I'm thinking of right now? I went to see the Minecraft movie. Which was a whole experience because I went with a bunch of like 13-year-olds.
My kids want to see it, but they don't want to see it with me. They want to see it with their friends.
It's really fun. I was in a theater with all like teenagers, 13-year-olds. Like, oh my gosh, and they loved it. This movie was made for them. All the inside jokes and everything.
If I hear chicken jockey one more time, I'm going to lose it.
But when they're in the Minecraft world, every 20 minutes, the sun goes down.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Every 20 minutes
because that's how it is in the game. And so I was just thinking,
that's
like,
really funny.
If you were aware that time was going faster, would that happen like with the sun? Would you notice things like the sun going?
No, because it's relative. That's your normal.
Oh, that's.
You wouldn't have anything to compare it to. That's just the sun goes down every 20 minutes. Like, that's just how it is. It's like, here, it's every 24 hours. So that's just normal, right? So then somewhere else, if it's every 48 hours, that's just your normal.
But if you go from one to the other,
well, then you're going to notice.
Then you're
going to
notice, right?
Well,
I don't know. I like to ask these questions.
Now I just contradicted myself, so I don't know.
It's hard for me to wrap my brain around the concept.
Yeah.
But I like trying.
I think if you would know. I don't know, man. How long does it take to get to Mars?
A long time. Like, I think I've heard that you could go, in theory. Elon's getting ready to send a group. They're not coming back, though.
God, I have a short list for him.
It takes.
He's at the top.
It takes so long to get there. You can get there, and you can start setting up your colony or whatever. but you're not coming back.
No.
It's a one-way trip.
No. And the fact there's some 16, well, she was 16 when she signed up with that young astronaut who said she volunteered to go and train for it.
I know. I don't think you should be allowed to sign up when you're 16.
No. Which parent signs off on that? Yeah. This one's kind of a pain in the ass in adolescence. Let's sign her up. Pick a kid, any kid.
Oh my gosh.
Don't send our best and brightest, that's for sure. Let's get someone dumber than a box of rocks. They won't even know any difference. They won't care about time or anything else. Just send them. Make sure they can read a little.
It sounds like a hellscape idea to me. Like spend 30 years on a small spaceship with the same people.
Ask Matt Damon. It sucks.
That alone would be torture. And then you get to Mars. There's no...
Nothing.
Air, no
red
life, no
planet.
Like, what? That's just, I don't know who that appeals to. Probably you got FOMO, so you have to.
No, again, we can send all the rovers we want. That's all I need. I'm reading a book right now, A Rover's Story, about, it's very cute. It's written for kids, and it's the perspective of the rover, of the Mars resilience. And it's a darling, darling novel. I recommend it. But yeah, like the testing that they go through, all of the things. They have 23 cameras in their little brains. They call, you know, the robot's referring to it as his brain.
Cute.
And they go through all of these like terrain tests and heat tests. And I assume we have to put humans through some of this in their special suits or crap.
Oh, sure.
Or whatever.
You'd have to. Yeah.
You can't just fling them out there and go, well, we'll see. That's too much money. And you're definitely not coming back. Like you said, takes too long and costs too much money. So supposedly with the Mars resilience, they could get it back for like $4 billion. So they just don't. Because unless it finds like fossil evidence of life on that planet, they don't have any reason to bring it back.
Right.
Which is kind of nuts.
But. Right. One-way trip.
And it really sucks for the little rover. He's very scared to go because he wants to come back. He likes Earth. He likes the people in the hazmat suits putting him together. He's starting to get anxious. GPS satellites have to adjust their clocks because time passes faster up there than it does down here. So there's that piece too. And at some point, scientists figured that out, which is so cool. So let's talk about real life experiences, because if time can bend and stretch, what happens when it breaks? Insert special effect whoosh sound. Okay. Like the famous Versailles incident in 1901.
I don't know it.
No? Okay. Two women claimed they walked into 18th century France, full on Marie Antoinette vibes, Marie Antoinette vibes, then just popped back. They thought they were at a costume party. All of a sudden, they just were poof in this like chateau thing, and all these people walking around in period wear, and they thought they had just walked into a party, and then they claimed to have been poof 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 back, like they time traveled without intention.
Wow, I like that one because there's two of them.
Right.
So
either they're both crazy and con people or not. And then there's a lot of people with like missing time as well.
Missing time. I hear about a lot, especially with UFO stories.
Yeah. So that one is an example of a time slip. Like all of a sudden you just whoop in, one out into whoop and right back out.
There's that song. There's a time. You need to insert the song from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's time warp.
Time slip. But they say time slip.
Oh, you're right.
A bit of a time slip.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I can if I don't get sued or anything, which I'm sure we won't because we don't have anybody.
I don't know.
Attention.
I think you can use like 10 seconds of stuff, but I'm not positive.
I don't think you can.
Oh.
But we can sing it.
You sing
sort
it.
Sort of. No, maybe you can't even sing. I don't know. It doesn't matter. All of our huge paying advertisers and our lawyers, let us know. Then there's chronesthesia.
What's
you
that?
Can break that down. Chronesthesia.
Okay, so chrono has to do with time. Mm-hmm. Chronos, time. Sthesia would be like. Hang on. Is it like a forgetting? Is it like loss of?
Could be, but it's not. But that's a great guess.
It's
your brain's built-in time machine. Like, we imagine the future. We can relive the past. But sometimes imagination feels just like memory.
Okay, hang on. Can you, is the capacity or sensation for a feeling or sensitivity?
So sensitivity to time. Yeah, it's like having little time warps in your brain. Weird. So when your imagination feels like a memory, and then you're like, no, wait, that didn't happen. Or like I have this phenomenon, maybe it's not related, but it's jumping into my head, of a memory, but I know the only reason I remember it is because of photos. Like I don't actually have like a sense memory of being there. Mm-hmm. But then I have the opposite where people have shown me photos of things, big events, and I have zero memory of being there. Like I know I did because I like remember vaguely getting tickets or vaguely doing something, but yeah. I can't put myself back into my body in that moment to experience it.
No, and that's happened to all of us because I actually was just reading Brain Science for Dyslexia. There's a lot of brain science out right now about how we memorize things and how we retain memories. And you can't remember
that. The hard drive is full.
You cannot. So, yes, it's a totally normal thing to see a picture from 40 years ago or whatever that you're in and have no memory of that event. I'm talking like
10 years ago.
Well, it's still normal. I think you would only be concerned if it were really happening frequently. But everyone's going to have a few that just don't stick in there.
The big one that jumps into my mind is I went to a comedy show to see Kathy Griffin. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember it. I know it happened because I vaguely remember like somehow being given tickets or winning tickets or buying tickets that were inexpensive, something. And I had been watching her show on E Channel or something at that time. She had a documentary style show. And I was fascinated by her. And I think I went with a friend that I don't hang out with anymore just because our lives have gone different ways. But Kelly from back in my Federal Way, Milton days. She was in Federal Way, I think, and I was in Milton. And I think we went together, but I don't have any memory. But there's photos of I took mm-hmm. photos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I mean, you don't remember every time you do the dishes. I think you just think that you should remember this because it was a bigger, non-usual event for you. But even then, you're not going to remember everything.
You're right. It was just one night in my life. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many other, like, significant events I don't remember anymore. And how many maybe I think I remember and I just invented.
It's a good thing to think about. I think it's all of us. And this, we were talking earlier about like witness testimony. Mm-hmm. Totally unreliable because your memory, you haven't like really mastered the memory pathways for like really sticking a memory in your brain. So when you're...
We'll swear by it.
Oh, I know.
You'll
have the wrong hair
mama's
color.
Mama's grave or whatever. Wrong, yeah. I was there. No, wait, never mind. Never mind. Then there's missing time. Mm-hmm. That's linked to like alien abduction stories, for mm-hmm. example, or this gentleman that we talked about, Mitch, earlier. Like that's extreme, 10 years or so, but it could be like a few hours, a couple of days, a week, where all of a sudden you just, wait, what day is it? Where have I been?
Yeah. Huh? Does that happen when you have a manic episode? Can you check out for a little bit?
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Yes. Mainly because you just don't care about time. You're not interested in sleep. You're not interested in eating. You are just in a hyper state of a functioning. It's a low functioning type of functioning, but it's like you feel like you're getting so much done so fast and you don't need sleep. You don't need energy, like fuel for your body. You're just go, 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 go.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, stressful. Yeah, so missing time, no memory, no explanation, just poof, gone. And then subjective time. So number four is subjective time. Time flies when you're having fun. You've heard that, you've said that. And it crawls when you're not. The time was crawling by today while I was subbing for a second grade class. Normally my days fly by because I'm just loving it. But today I was like, oh my gosh, when is it over? And then the best part was lunchtime, my lunchtime. And poof, it was over like that, partly because I didn't have a fork and I was eating chop chai. So that eating chop chai with a spoon is like something you'd have to do on Survivor. All right. So time flies when you're having fun. Your brain's perception of time can shift based on emotion, attention, or even, I didn't know this, temperature.
I didn't know that.
When you're warm, time flies. When you're freezing,
yeah,
time slows down.
You know, I'm starting to feel old, like older, feel my age. We need to just stop having fun, Lindsay, so that we don't miss out on what we have left. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just from here until we're at the end of our life, we need to do boring things.
But then that's a catch 22, because if it's boring, you'd be like, oh God, just wish time would pass faster, but we can't because then it would pass faster.
I'm kidding. If
you want to take any little golden nuggets from this, just lead a boring life and it will last forever. Yeah. Now here's another fun theory. We've talked about this before a little bit. Ghosts and time, are they just time overlaps? Not like a spirit of a dead person from this
right
lifetime, like, or
people who see people in Civil War uniform,
or are they really footsteps just in the floor above us?
Are we just overlapping with something that happened in that space in a different time?
At this time. It's at two times happening at the same time. So yeah, the question that really scrambles my brain is, what if ghosts aren't ghosts? So this theory that hauntings are actually time overlaps, not dead people, but living ones from a different moment in time at the same time.
I like that theory a lot. I would love to.
I just want to know who I'm haunting.
Well, but what happens if it's someone that you know who's passed away and you see them? And
like, who's passed away recently?
Yeah. Like, if I don't know, people who've like seen a family member or something, but I guess it could be, if it's a time thing, they're just seeing that family member at a different time in their life and it's overlapping.
That might explain some of the things of, like, why do people show up as, like, they died when they were 80, but they're showing up as a little kid? Or, you know what I mean? Like, from a, you never see, well, I personally have never seen, and I've never even heard of somebody else seeing, like, a child that dies, and it comes back as its 75-year-old.
Yeah, I've never heard that story.
That wouldn't. No. I don't know if you know it was the case anyway, right, but no one has claimed to have communicated with a spirit. Oh, I take that back, because there have been people who have claimed to communicate with the souls of like miscarried or stillborn babies that have aged in the afterlife.
Oh, I haven't heard that. How would you know?
That might be a story for some more research and fleshing out. Because I hear that a lot.
Yeah, but how would you be able to prove it?
Like, they knew things about their parents and about their siblings and things that they shouldn't know. I can't think of a specific example, but I've heard many stories like that. Okay, so maybe time is thin in some places. Maybe those Victorian figures people see. it's always a Victorian ghost with a high neck collar. They were really there. But in their own time. So we're just seeing through a wrinkle in time.
Yes, but
Madeline L'Engle.
I love that book, by the way.
Me too.
That was my first crush, was Calvin.
Oh, really?
The Really? Ring contact first crush. Yeah. Anyway.
So cute. My son would say that might be your, he's heard the phrase, your sexual awakening.
I just wanted to hold his hand like Meg did.
Right. Yeah. Mine was Charlie Sheen in the old Heidi. You see the Heidi movie when Charlie Sheen played some man child in Heidi.
No.
It was like a remake of the Heidi movies. Oh, I thought he was so hot.
That's great. But but you know how people see ghosts more frequently in the same kind of spaces, like
castles
or a really old house or some abandoned hospital, like those locations have a lot of sightings. Why would certain locations have more of an overlap with time in another part of time?
What if they don't? What if we have a cultural assumption that there are more dead spirits there because more lives were lived there, when really that lady right there across the street, that could be a ghost.
I don't know.
How would we know it's not?
Or not a ghost, but someone from another time.
Right.
And we're just watching them walk down the street.
Or whatever. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Because I think a lot of times if there's ghosts or people that aren't really there, we don't know. And we've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
That they just look like you and I.
Right.
Doesn't look like a half wispy. And I think there are some apparitions that come across partially
or as a shadow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I think a lot of the time, maybe we just don't know they're there because they look normal.
That has actually been a surprising revelation since we started the podcast and we started doing research and learning more, that so many people have full three-dimensional sightings of what they would call a ghost, but it's not wispy.
And then you did too, and you kind of addressed that.
Like, I guess maybe I did, you said. But at the time, I just never thought that was actually. I knew it was weird to see a full bodied person like disappear.
There, 1 second, disappear the
next. Yeah, but in my mind, I was always like, well, that can't be a ghost because it wasn't wispy or it can't be. I didn't know what it was.
Right.
But now I'm thinking maybe that was my ghost sighting.
I think it was the way you described it. I think so. I don't know. So there's also reports of people seeing modern looking ghosts.
Yeah,
you know, like that lady across the street. But also I think, like, what are ghosts gonna look like? Because now we have like the old timey ghosts we think of, but what if 50 years from now are they gonna be like rocking like joggers and zoomies t-shirts? Or
that's funny,
be like, oh, that old timey ghost and it's skinny jeans and
but what triggers that
backpack.
Like, you and I need to know the rules, Lizzie. So right now, you and I are sitting in your car in my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening right now.
I'm real.
And we're real.
Just
but
to
like,
be clear.
Let's say another time, any other time, I'm on this driveway every single day, twice a day, coming in and out of my house.
Right.
How come I've never seen you and I sitting here doing this podcast right now? Like, what are the rules?
Suddenly my car drives by.
Oh, you just reminded me. There's people who claim that they drive by the same car with, like, of themselves.
No.
I was just listening to this story of this lady who was in a van with her kids in the back, and she passed herself with their kids in the back. In her, like, she was, like, driving and passed on the road herself coming back from whatever event.
The funk?
Yeah. So that would be an example of, like,
it's a doppelganger, weird time slip.
Yeah, two different time things happening at the same time.
That's weird. Uh-huh. That's bizarre. She totally had a time slip. Like, she just saw herself coming back.
Yeah, she was just, like, going to Safeway or something. And on her way to Safeway, she saw herself coming back from Safeway.
That's bonkers. I would think I was losing it.
And then when she came back from Safeway...
No.
She passed a car going to Safeway.
What? She was stuck in a loop.
So she was in, yeah. But then she went on with her life, and as far as I know, it didn't happen
again.
I mean,
you have to. It sounds like she's got a car full of kids. You can't just dwell on that forever. You got to move on.
But yeah.
That would wreck me. I've considered doing a doppelganger show at one point, a podcast, but not like a show.
She's doing jazz hands.
The doppelgangers. But I have seen a photo of my own doppelganger. I thought it was me.
Wild.
I'll tell that story sometime. That's I also got to tell the story of my haunted apartment in California.
Yeah.
Okay. We're wrapping it up here. Okay. Glitch in the Matrix moments is the next sort of real quick category. Like, my brother and I were watching TV. The same second looped like a glitch. This happened to me on Netflix the other day. I'm sure it was just a network error, but...
Seems like it could just be a technical issue.
Yeah, oh, I'm sure it was. But my son and I, we both looked at each other because we have talks about this kind of weird stuff. We were like, glitch in the matrix. Both looked at each other stunned. Years later, they both still remember it. People have that experience all the time where you're just doing something and you watch something like, did that just happen? Or you think you set something down. Oh, it happened to me the other day. And I was stone cold sober and everything, which I am most of the time, to be clear. But my husband got up to ask me, he got up to get a drink and he's like, do you want anything to drink? And I was like, yes, please. There's a canned margarita in the fridge. It was like one left. I was like, that sounds really good right now. Can you grab that for me? I had just seen it in the bottom right door, little shelf, plastic shelf of the refrigerator. Just seen it maybe 5 minutes earlier when I got up to get my plate, come back and sit down at the dining room table. He goes and looks. And at first I thought he was just doing that classic, like, where? I don't see it. Because it wasn't jumping into his arms. And I'm like, babe, bottom right door. And I can see him looking like, and he's just afraid he's going to get in trouble, right? Because I'm like, snappy. And it's gone. And I don't know what happened to it. And I know I saw it there. That's and the whole wild. Family was with me. Nobody got up in those 5 minutes to go get it and move it. I know it was there because I registered it as, and I'm good with that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like people in my family can ask me, Mom, have you seen my, and there's no reason I should know where it is. And I'm like, yeah, check the desk, bottom left drawer. Yep, sure enough, yeah. There it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that it's weird for sure, but it could have been a mistaken memory. And with the technical stuff.
I know, I'm getting
stuff,
older.
And with the technical stuff, when things go glitchy, it's too easy to be like, well, that's just a technical glitch.
Totally.
You know what would be freaky, though, is if we were sitting here and Black Bunny was in my yard, like, eating grass, clover.
Okay.
And then we saw with our own eyes Black Bunny, like, shift, just like,
shift. Oh, yeah.
That would be trippy.
I don't want that to happen. People have claimed that they've seen birds do that, like in the sky and stuff.
That's wild. I don't think I've ever seen it, but that's wild.
I don't need to ever see that. Not unless Keanu Reeves is delivering the news.
He's so sweet.
He is. He's awesome. Alrighty. Yeah, I don't like the heebie-jeebie moments. Final thoughts. Whether you're dreaming of a broken lamp or aging slower in space, Amanda's going to be thinking about, can we just go to space? One thing is clear, time is strange and probably stranger than we know. Oh, I wonder if that's how Dr. Strange got his name. Remember, he manipulates time. He's the Marvel character.
Yeah, he manipulates all universes and...
Yeah, yeah.
And
like time with a capital T.
Yeah. Space, everything.
So if you have ever, here's your homework. If you've ever had a time glitch or a ghost encounter that might have just been a moment from another timeline, let us know. We love your weird stories. Please let us know. So you can tell us on our Facebook page, The Paranormal Classroom. You can email us, theparanormalclassroom@gmail.com. If you know me or Amanda personally, you can text us or email us to our personal email, whatever. We just want to know weird stories. I've had several people this week tell me, oh, I've got a story for you.
Send it.
I'm like,
send it.
Give it to me.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to throw you in the trunk of my car and force you to be on the podcast on Tuesday.
Sorry, bedtime cough.
No, you're fine. All righty. Well, now you can stop. That was two coughs.
I'm sorry.
You get one. Stay curious, question your clocks, and maybe keep a journal near your lamps.
Good. That's good homework.
And then we'll just see you next time, I guess.
Okay. Class dismissed.
And don't open the door.
I'm going to look up and see if you can put music in a podcast. You'll recognize it. With a bit of a mind flip, you're into the time slip, and nothing can ever be the same. You're spaced out on sensation, like you're under sedation.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again. When I was walking down the street, just having a
thing. Oh, she's the best. Okay, locked in. Got that.
Time slip.